This is Ozarks at Large. After taking a year off, Springfest returned to Fayetteville last year to celebrate its 30th anniversary. Inclement weather caused the festival to be postponed until summer. However, the organizers must have thought the event went well because Springfest is returning to Dixon Street tomorrow. The 31st installment of Springfest will include a pancake breakfast, 5K run, dog parade, bed races, and live music. John Dooley is one of the musicians who will perform on the Jose stage tomorrow. Dooley, who is originally from Greenwood, moved to Rogers about 2 years ago to take a job at Oakley Chapel United Methodist Church. Earlier this month, John stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, he says he gained an interest in music while attending church as a kid.
My dad was in a men's quartet. Love listening to like old, you know, those old gospel songs, just him singing. And Sister Anita played guitar, and so I used to sing, and I wanted to play guitar, and she would teach me kind of like some chords, and then we'd play like those old gospel songs. So I got that. Also, that was in the 90s, so I was like really big into like all the acoustic stuff, like Counting Crows, Dave Matthews Band, Sister Hazel, all those cool bands. They were just, I just like love listening to them, you know. So it's like, oh, it's just a perfect fit. So,
well, when did you first learn to sing or play guitar?
I guess I was like 15 or 16 when I started playing it, you know. Didn't really play out much, just played at like church. And then I was like 17. Some people at like a local restaurant down in Fort Smith asked me to come play and jam, so I did that. And the rest is kind of just history, I guess.
So why did you continue to play? What did you sort of fall in love with, you know, playing for people?
Well, I mean, it was just like the relationship with people, you know, you play a song and they just like connect to a song that you both like, that you play, obviously a cover tune. Obviously no one's ever connected to one of my songs yet, which hopefully that'll be sooner than later. But it's just kind of like that connection that you have, that just people are like, man, I used to listen to the song when I was a kid. And so that relationship, I think, just kind of builds it more, because I see people like opening up more. Does that make sense? Like, so you play guitar and you just love on people, you know. It's really fun, because it's like, it's something that you would do, you know, for free and just for enjoyment, and yet you get to bless people too, like just by playing and singing. So it's like kind of an addiction, I guess, you know. Like, it's like, oh, I really totally want to like connect with these people, and they totally want to connect with me. So it's like, oh, that just makes it more fun.
And you worked in a music store for a while, and you actually fixed guitars?
Yeah, worked at Music Box. I kind of like fell in love with it. I mean, obviously it's kind of expensive to have somebody else work on your guitar these days, so sure. I'm kind of glad that I have that background. I don't know a lot, but I know a little bit to get me by. But I love treating people's instrument like I would treat my own. And so just kind of like cleaning it up and making it look good, making it, put new strings on it, because then it's like, it's got greater potential to sound better, to write that awesome song. So,
and how did you learn to fix a guitar? I mean, I don't think I even really know how to restring my guitar, let alone fix someone's guitar.
I started watching Steve Bynum, one of my good friends that started doing it, and he kind of showed me here or there. I mean, his Bynum School of Teaching was so cheap, because he would charge me like three tacos, and like back when I was like 15 or 16, tacos were like 69 cents at Taco Bell.
Yes.
So like I could go buy him three or four tacos and he would be happy, and then he would just sit there and like kind of teach me on this and that. And then sometimes it's always good to like to learn, you know, you learn from your mistakes. So like, I mean, I've broken a couple of guitars too. I had to replace them, but
sure.
It's okay. They were cheap enough to where I could, you know, fix them or buy a new one without costing me a lot of money. So.
I'm sure they don't let novices in fixing guitars touch the really expensive ones.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know that going in. Did you learn anything else while you were working at a music store?
I learned that, like, I guess people, I guess, tend to, like, you want to, if you're a salesman, you're just a salesman. But if you actually care about the person and you want to work with them to get them like the best deal and stuff, they tend to come back and you build a relationship. There's a lot of people that have my like personal cell phone number to call them, you know, if something was wrong or something like that. So it's like, I actually care about the person, not just, oh, I care about getting your money. Also learned that like the business side of music stuff is really interesting. Sometimes it's cutthroat, and then sometimes you meet people along the way that like want to help you and you want to help them, and so you kind of like build those stepping blocks to get to where you want to go. But I love being around people. That's my passion. So.
And you have your guitar here, but you know how to play quite a number of instruments.
I play the mandolin and the bass, and I mean just pick around different things. I played the tuba when I was in junior high and high school, and the baritone. I love classical music. I love listening to trumpets and saxophones. Play with Michael Hanna, who's in like my little band, if you want to call it the John Doolittle Experience Band. Michael comes and sits in and plays saxophone. I love just hanging. I mean, it's just so good to just have a different variety of instruments that you just kind of love, and it's kind of soothing.
Well, you did. We've been talking about your guitar, and you brought your guitar. Would you mind playing a song for us?
Yeah, sure. This is on my EP.
Okay.
It was written by Barrett Baber and myself, and it's called Burning Out. And obviously, if you know Barrett, he is won a couple of awards around here, and he's really cool. And this was before he got famous, so you can't accuse me of like, oh, you wrote a song with somebody who's famous. Like, this was before you got semi-famous, or what do you want to call it. So we wrote a song, and it's called Burning Out. So I'd like to play it for you.
Okay.
Another dream, another town. Looking up with an eye on falling down. Dead speed ahead, perfect song in tow. Like an aircraft flame, I'm just trying to write the room alone. Oh, well, I feel like I'm close, getting mine, putting polish on a rock, trying to make it shine. I hope that burning bright ain't burning out. I hope that burning bright ain't burning out. Every line working hard, turn the rhymes to rich. Red wine, callous hearts, and jealous fingers. On a river of almost chance, just a two-step song, the working life's can'ts and can'ts. Well, I feel like I'm close to getting mine, polish on a rock, trying to make it shine. Think I have it all figured out, so I hope that burning bright ain't burning out. Hope that burning bright ain't burning out. Turn it up, turn it off, and turn it down. Look up, life's gone before you turn around. How long can I shine without burning out? And I don't want to burn out. Well, I feel like I'm close, getting mine, putting polish on a rock, trying to make it shine. Think I have it all figured out. So I hope that burning bright ain't burning out. Hope that burning bright ain't burning out. I don't want to burn.
And as you mentioned, that's on your forthcoming EP that you've been working on. Just recorded it recently.
Just got done like this past Wednesday. I'm super excited. The songs that I've had, and songs that I wrote with Barrett, just a good song. Another song I wrote with Chris Purefoy. Good tunes. I think I'm hoping they're. I'm excited because it's like my first, so I'm kind of nervous.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I've worked hard to save up the money to record and save up the money to get all the stuff. You know, you pay a ton of money for iTunes and and your personal CD and the sleeve that it goes in. So,
how long have you been working on this project?
Been about a year, mm-hmm. about a year, maybe a little over a year. Just kind of saving up, not getting prices from different people of, hey, how much would it cost to record, what do I need, and all that stuff. So, over a year, and just been writing songs just here and there, just kind of like, oh, this will be good. That song Burning Out with me and Barrett, just like, we wrote that in like 2 hours, just kind of clicked, and kind of like I filled in the blanks and just it was like easy. It was so easy.
Do you typically write songs with other folks, or do you write with yourself a lot, or?
I do. I have three out of the five songs are just me. Uh-huh. And then me and Chris wrote one, and me and Barrett wrote one. And it's just kind of like, I like writing with other people just to like get a different view of like, hey, what's another word for this? Or like, I'm trying to explain this, so can you do this? It's just, it's so fun to learn to, I guess, bounce things off one another. So it's like, oh, what about this? What about this? Okay, we're gonna go here. What about this chord? And so, I enjoy, like I said, I enjoy relationships. So, writing songs, playing music, just kind of whatever. I just really, really enjoy that.
I know you originally you're from the River Valley area, and you've moved up here 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what musically that's been like for you? You know, got asked to play at a restaurant in Fort Smith, and then I assume you sort of did that scene for a while.
Yeah, I tell you this, it's crazy. Like, I move up here, kind of want to do my own music thing, like kind of like get out, see a lot of places to play. Rock and roll, just happened to have fate that 3 months after we moved up here, I had a heart attack. So, kind of like brought that to like whole like this mind perspective of like, you know, if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out doing what I like doing. And so I did that. I got booked a couple of places, and it just snowballed effect. Like, it was crazy. And like, then you had places that I've been begging to get into down in Fort Smith and Greenwood calling me up wanting me to play, and it's like, really? Like, I've been begging you guys since I was like, I lived there for 29 years, and now all of a sudden you want to book me, you can make me drive back home to play, which is fine, because I feel so honored and privileged to do that. But it just snowballed effect. I mean, I don't mind playing cover tunes, like, especially if you let me play the cover tunes that I want to play.
Sure.
But I also want to write my own music, and Benton County and Washington County, these people, when you think of Northwest Arkansas, people add the River Valley, which I don't, because I think it's like total different. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So you got these people here, and they're so just responsive, and like, hey, that sounded great. Like, that was one of your songs. Like, I love that cover tune, but that was a great song that you wrote. And I was like, it's really awesome just to feel that someone says, hey, that was a good song that you wrote, you know, or great, that you sound good. I mean, it's just like, wow, it feels really awesome. And there's a ton of more places to play up here than there is down in Fort Smith. So,
well, do you want to play one more song for us?
Yeah, sure can. This is another song on my EP, and it's called Let Me Go, and hope you guys like it. So, finding you, it was a fun. Staring at this wall, in 3 days I had moved it all. Was that our last kiss? And they say that ignorance is bliss. What's inside of me? Feelings with no sound,
And all I had to do was turn around. Finding you, it was a fine thing to be. Now I'm letting go, please let me go. I hadn't burned rocks in my hand. I'm only losing ground. Still nowhere to be found. Finding you, it was a fun.
That was John Dooley inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this month. He will be performing a solo acoustic set at 12:50 tomorrow during Springfest on Jose Streetside stage. He also expects his forthcoming EP to be available by late May. To keep up with the EP's progress and to learn more about John's music, you can search for John Dooley, that's J-O-N-D-O-O-L-Y, on Facebook.